welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Also telling him that, Lord, not my will, but your what? Please, your will be what? Your will be done. I purposely reel out the lyrics for us so that we can think about the song before we sing it. The Bible says you should not just come before God and say anyhow thing. Don't come and make promises if you know you cannot fulfill it. And I tell you, the moment you have the opportunity of singing this song now, it is binding on you. I'm speaking this morning as an oracle of God, as a representative of Christ. If you are going to sing this song along with me, I'm trusting the Holy Spirit that it will seal it with the seal of Christ, that our life will not be useful for any other thing apart from the purpose of God. That at every point in time we take our step, at every situation we find ourselves, no matter how difficult it is, we will only live our life to please the Lord. I saw a man in one of the videos that he sent on Facebook, and they wrote, part of the write-up that was there was that this man is a Christian in Iran. And I saw the man smiling. His face was not covered, and he was waving at his family beside him. I was like, Nikes, imagine that you are the one standing there. Will you not deny Christ? Imagine the story of, not the story, we knew about the girls that were captured. We heard about the care that refuses to renounce Christ. If you are the one in that situation, what would you do? If you are not willing to stand for God, there is not, see, this is not a child's play. The theme of the retreat is what? Admittance into the kingdom of God, of which admittance has its own price. Now we are here to talk about the price. Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of the needle, that is Matthew 19, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. I'm sorry, we are going to sing the song. We are going to sing that song in prayer. This is the prayer session. The reason why I'm giving you this explanation is for us to understand, know the gravity of what you are about to commit yourself into. He said, it is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of the needle. Making my findings, I discovered that the needle that Jesus was talking about is not about the literal needle that we talk about. It is a small gate in Israel that is only for pedestrian passerby. And it is not up to 6 feet. And a camel is taller than 6 feet. But Jesus said, and a camel is bigger than a pedestrian way. I'm sure you know what a camel is. And a camel can find its way through the needle. Then how come a rich man? Then what is the riches that Jesus is talking about? If you look at the characteristics of a camel can walk in the desert. A camel can go through hardship just to satisfy the master. The camel in the midst of the desert, I'm sure you know there is no water in desert. There is no food in the desert. If you are stuck there and you don't know your way around, during the day it is extremely hot, and at night it is extremely cold. There are serpents there, there are scorpions there, but a camel can easily walk through the desert without any issues. That is what they use in the ancient time to travel. Most especially if they want to go. Why did Jesus not use the horse? Why did he not? Why didn't he use the example of? And I discovered again that a camel, when it eats, it doesn't just eat and just take it away like that. Like my brother told us earlier. Also the place of meditation, our devotional life. A camel, after eating, after taking in what has been given to it, it will bring the food back to its mouth and it chew it and chew, masticate on it until it is very smooth. They now send it to the proper stomach where it will benefit it. But how much do you spend? How much time do we spend on the word of God? How much time do we give to God? How much time do we What are we living our life for? Please let's search ourselves. It's not only about what we chase after. What are the attitude? What are the habits in us that we find difficult to live, to let go for God? Eh? Me. How dare you talk to me like that? And all the lights. Something happened to me yesterday and I told myself that even if the person slapped me, as long as the person has not put knife through my throat, even if the person has to put knife through my throat, I've not gone through what Christ went through now. So why will I not be able to put, as in, bring myself down, that the name of the Lord might be glorified? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I will read the book of Matthew chapter 19. The singing on the drum. Matthew 19:16. Admittance into the kingdom of God. The rich young ruler. Verse 16. And behold, there came a man up to him, saying, Teacher, what excellent and perfectly and essentially good. I'm reading Amplified Classic. Essentially good deed must I do to possess eternal life. See, we have gone beyond the level of I want to become born again. We know, for you to come, you know the team now before you came. You know, if you are not a Christian, you cannot enter. You want to know the prerequisites. Permit me to use small. What it takes, what it entails for me to get into the kingdom. I know there is a kingdom. I know Christ is the head of the kingdom. Okay, how can I walk with this Christ? Because to me, it looks as if it's impossible to please the Lord. How do I get there? That was why we came. I don't know for you. That's why I came. This man also came. He know that Jesus is the Savior. He has been hearing about it. Okay, how will I get there? What must I do to possess eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you ask me about the perfectly and essentially good? There is only one who is good, perfectly and essentially God. If you will enter into the life, you must continually keep the commandments. He said to him, what sort of commandments? Of which ones? That is, of which one? And Jesus answered, you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as you do yourself. The young man said, I have observed all this from my youth. Not even now. It's not because I'm coming to you this morning. Even before I met you, even before you came to me, before I heard about you, I've been living like this because they are Hebrew. They've been taught about this. I've observed all this. What still do I lack? Despite all that, we know we go to church, but we know there is more to serving God. Do we understand? Please, do you understand what I'm trying to say? We've been going to church. But it's not only about going to church. It's not only about mounting the pulpit and preaching if your life does not preach Christ. Okay, how will I now do it that my life will evangelize the gospel? That even without talking, can you imagine Peter just walking and his shadow were healing people? How did he get to that level? It is not only about climbing the pulpit. After all, the Pharisees and the Sadducees are there. They were not able to do that. So it goes beyond the knowledge of the head. It is a lifestyle. Okay, how will I obtain this lifestyle? If these people had, you know, gathered this so much knowledge and still they could not do what these people that are illiterate are doing. What is it that they were able to lay their hand upon, that they were able to was the understanding that they have that brought them to this level? That was why the man came, because he has observed all the commandments. Go and sell what you have and give to the poor. You will have riches in heaven. and come be my disciple. Another translation says, sell what you have, give it to the poor, carry your what? I can't hear you. Please speak louder. Cross and what? For when Jesus was carrying the cross, what happened to him now? You know, at the point he fell down, somebody had to come and help him to carry it. It wasn't because the person had, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. It's not that the cross is easy or it's palatable. I'm telling you all this so that you know that this Christianity that we're about to receive, I mean this commitment we're about to receive to make unto God, it's not easy. If you're dealing with anger, if you have issues with stealing, things will be kept in your custody. It now depends on how you are able to what? Carry your cross. At that time, it will be very hard for you. I'm speaking from experience. If you are not tried, how will you pass now? If you are not tested, how will you be promoted? I'm a teacher and I know we have a couple of teachers here. After you have finished teaching your student, what do you do at the end of the term? Answer me now. They will go through examination. Will you say because this one is a small child, after all I've passed the knowledge to you, so I expect you to do well, and it is what you do that what give to you. So will you say because the child is your child that you go and sit in the examination hall for the child? That is your place of error. After all, God knows that I'm small now. Is he not supposed to consider? No, he will not consider you, because thief, rogues, murderers, they have no place in this what kingdom. And if you have not been tried, you will not get there. So why are we committing our lives into it? Because the Bible says it is not by power, neither is it by what? Might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. But that is not giving us a what? Soft landing. That after all, it's only God that will help me. It is also your decision. So we are going to tell him to help us. We deciding to what? Take whatever it will come our way, because we are the one to carry our cross. Let's stand up to sing the song. When the young man heard this, he went away sad, rich in so much distress, for he had great possession. Tell Lord, tell him as you are singing the song, Lord, this is what I have. These are my issues. This is what I'm dealing with. This is what I want you to rid me of. Burn away my virtues. Not vices now. What did that songwriter say? Burn away my what? Virtues. Make it be just you and me. But now we are singing, this is my desire. Say, Lord, burn away my virtues. Burn away the vices in me. I know I have vices. And I also want you to burn the virtues away. I want you to be my all in all. What I want, all I need is you. All I want is in you. Lord, with all my heart. Like the one that has the understanding of what he said. Lord, all I have is in you.
All I have is in you.
I give you praise this morning. Because it is a privilege. It is a privilege that we are here this morning. We are here by grace, not by works, so that no man will boast before God. It is only the one that the Lord draws to himself and can approach him.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Say it to him this morning. If you don't release yourself to him, you won't boast him.
haven't listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
0833483058 0831338536 0781 4055 8177 0814099 1321
or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life